I'm Evan Kleinman, and this is Good Food. First, they hit a home run with Bestia, a meaty Italianish restaurant in the Arts District. Then they outdid themselves with Bevel, a Middle Eastern restaurant less than a mile away. Now, restaurateurs Ori Menashe and Genevieve Gerges have returned with Safi's, a kebab and small plate spot in East Hollywood. Bill Addison, the restaurant critic for the Los Angeles Times, has a few thoughts. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Evan.
So Safi's is a restaurant that's run by Ori Menashe and Genevieve Gerges, who are a couple. What's the division of responsibilities?
Similar to their first two restaurants, Menashe generally takes charge of the line, the savory menu. He and his core of chefs all wear colorful headbands. It's Menashe's signature look. And Gerges is the pastry chef. And here that includes a small daytime bakery. My favorite things there so far are the ham and cheese biscuits.
Wonderful. It's a great opportunity for Genevieve to kind of stretch out a bit. Describe Safi's for us. What does it look like, both inside and out, and how does it fit in with that East Hollywood neighborhood?
Yeah, it's an Art Deco space saturated in reds and earth tones that bring to mind a Moroccan color palette, for me anyway. And the restaurant sits across from the Church of Scientology's big blue building. It's a smaller room than their first two restaurants, though boomingly loud like the others. And there's a recently installed awning that stretches nearly to the curb and makes for significant and quieter outside seating.
Oh, that's awesome. So let's get to the food. First things first, I have to ask about the hummus. He's famous for it. Has he done anything new or different with the hummus at Safi's, especially compared to the one at Bevel?
Yeah, I eat my share of hummus, and I've never had better in a Los Angeles restaurant than Menashe's. It's incredibly light and creamy, but still has body, still has density. At Safi's, they're making two. One dolloped with long-simmered fava beans that are brightened with lemon and serranos and served with a jammy soft-boiled egg sprinkled with cumin on the side. The one that I think about daily is the hummus tahini. So it's less garlicky and more prominent with the sesame flavor. It's garnished with green zug, the Yemeni hot sauce. And the clincher for me, super fresh, really buttery pine nuts. They get them from a small Lebanese importer in Los Angeles named Olivanti. It's where they also get the olive oil they use for the hummus, too. If you've ever had Lebanese pine nuts, they're very different from the short, squat ones, often from China or other farther regions of Asia. These pine nuts are special.
Ooh, I'm going to have to take a look because I spent a fortune getting them from Italy.
I would say they're similar of quality. And it's, you know, I would rather eat six of those pine nuts than 40 of the other kind.
Yeah, absolutely. So the menu is anchored by kebabs. Tell us about them. Are there a ton of different kinds or do they like zero in each day on one or two?
The menu is pretty set, and they've got about a half dozen variations down, pork, chicken, beef, a couple kinds of lamb, and they all have different intricate spicing. I'd say my favorite is a lamb kebab that is threaded with sweet and spicy peppers, but also dry mint and marjoram, which is a really cool combination that's like bright and pungent at once, and it just tastes just right with the lamb.
And what are the kebabs served with?
They come with an herbed tahini salad that reminds me in its pleasant maltiness almost of like homemade green goddess dressing. There's also amba, the mango pickle drizzled over top, and chili crisp, which is a fun and very of the moment Los Angeles condiment. We runneth over with chili crisp, and I'm not complaining.
No. I don't think any of us are. So let's talk about the shawarma. As you point out in your review, it's not cheap, $26. Is it worth the price?
It is to me, in the same way that any chef kind of taking any dish from a tradition and putting a mark on it that makes it something that tastes both of itself and entirely new, if that makes sense. So when you walk into the restaurant, you can't miss the vertical spit in the open kitchen, and you'll see chefs shaving off the stacks of beef and lamb. I love it as a sandwich wrapped in really thin laffa bread with tahini and red achiota, which is a mildly spicy, like Georgian bell pepper jam, and tomatoes and sumac onions. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, it sounds really good. In your review, you say the place roars with ambition. What do you mean?
I know the couple wanted something casual, right? Something that just sort of inserted itself into the neighborhood and just became kind of more a part of daily life. But this restaurant is not that. It's a sensation. It's one of the absolute most interesting and best new restaurants to open in Los Angeles this year. The crowds have shown up in throngs. If you want a reservation, you have to plan well ahead of time. I suggest scoring a seat at the bar if you want to try and slide in last minute, but it's just as ambitious in its own ways as the first two restaurants they created.
Thank you so much, Bill.
Thank you, Evan.
That was LA Times restaurant critic Bill Addison sharing his thoughts on Safi's, the newest restaurant from Ori Menashe and Genevieve Gerges. You'll find it on Fountain Avenue between Normandy and Vermont in East Hollywood. Head to our website for a link to Bill's review, kcrw.com/goodfood.